The Breakfast Huddle replay from Money FM 89.3.
Money FM 89.3 is broadcasting live from Guoco Tower today, basement to atrium, till 4 p.m. Right now, it's the Breakfast Huddle. Elliot Danker, Manisha Tank, and Ryan Huang with you. And it's just come to my attention, Manisha, that in another life, you have met Jeff Bezos, the head honcho of Amazon.
Yes, back in 2005 when the share price was a lot lower.
Wow.
But it was great meeting him. It struck me his incredible dynamism.
Right.
And we ended up having a laughing fit on air. Just couldn't stop laughing. It's quite memorable, I have to say.
Significant question I have. Did Jeff Bezos have hair in 2005?
Nope, he didn't.
So this was before he became the richest man in the world. That means only one thing. Bald men are more successful. Monday, that's it. No, but we are going to talk about online shopping. It's huge business here in Singapore. In fact, around the world.
Yeah, indeed. Which seems funny because we're kind of in a place right now, which is the opposite. But anyway.
That's true.
But in fact, a recent projection by Temasek, Google and Bain & Company, it was released earlier this month, predicts that Southeast Asia's digital economy is expected to grow to 415 billion Singapore dollars by 2025. That's three times its current annual size. So if you're looking for growth, there you go.
Yeah, and it's probably that potential in mind that led Amazon to launch a bigger local store and marketplace here in Singapore.
Yeah, and it means that its product offering, its selection will expand from tens of thousands to millions, and it also carries products from local, small, and medium-sized businesses.
Well, we're very excited because this morning, joining us is Henry Low, Country Manager for Amazon Singapore. Henry, good morning.
Morning, guys.
Yeah,
really
morning.
Happy to be here.
You can't disappoint. I'm going to tell you this now because we have been talking about this all week that we're going to talk to you.
And you're wearing that iconic Amazon polo tee.
Yeah, absolutely.
Do you have to wear that every day?
No, absolutely not.
Just for special occasions.
I have different
like
versions of that for every day.
Oh, okay. You have different versions? Well, you must fill us in. Okay, we got to test you since you are country manager for Amazon Singapore. What kind of example do you set here? What was the last thing you bought online?
Well, the last thing I bought online was a vacuum cleaner yesterday.
Oh. Yesterday, you know?
Yeah.
But do you have to like buy every week something online just
no,
to show?
I look for stuff online every single day. So.
Yeah. Wow. See, look, Henry's very, very busy running
that
the business.
True. That's true.
Can't get out of the office, so it has to be done online.
That is very true. I suppose let's start off by talking about the demand for Amazon.sg here in Singapore. I mean, what's the demand like? How much online shopping do Singaporeans need to do?
Yeah, so we were really happy to announce the launch of Amazon.sg. And with this launch, basically introduces more ways for all customers to shop in Singapore. So now you are able to access Amazon selection with its great prices and convenience on desktop, on mobile, as well as on shopping app. So we can see that over the last 2 years since we launched Prime Now, that's what customers have been asking us for, which is more ways to shop as well as more selection.
So we've already talked about how you're going from an offering of thousands of goods to potentially millions of goods. Can you give us some examples of how that product offering is going to look?
So we are pleased to be able to introduce many more selection in a variety of different categories. So we're happy to see millions of items and book titles in particular. We have video games, we have a wide range of consumer electronics. You know, if you're looking for your babies and toys, products as well as our home and kitchen. So this all adds on to our daily groceries as well as essential shopping that you can find on Prime Now.
You know, Elliot, I'm just, you know, because I keep talking about my kids, I'm just thinking Halloween's coming up and I'm always looking for costumes. So difficult to find.
That's true. Actually, just yesterday, Venetia and I were having a conversation about children picking up reading. And the first thing that came to mind was the Kindle, because it's quite hard to get it in Singapore. If you have your means. Is that going to be part of the inventory here?
Let me see. Since you're asking, I think you can go on .sg now, and if you click through to our international store tab, you will be able to find Kindle, and you will be able to get it on free delivery from the US to Singapore if you're a Prime member.
There you go. Okay, so this is the first sort of Amazon outfit in Southeast Asia.
Yeah, absolutely. Singapore's a really unique location for us.
Right.
And this is the first Southeast Asian country. And in fact, at this point of time, the only Southeast Asian country that we have a full online store.
But you know, Henry, when you look at the history of Amazon and you look at how rapidly it expanded in the US and also in some other key territories, I think you're in something like 15 countries overseas. I was always really surprised that Singapore seemed like a plum market for Amazon. So it always surprised me that it's been slow to come here. Why is that?
So back in 2017, when we launched Prime Now, Singapore was special for us and we wanted to take the chance to do something different, which was why we took the decision to launch our best, fastest offering on the consumer front to Singapore consumers, because we found that we wanted to solve customer needs around the world. It's not just a matter of expanding the business footprint, but it's about solving particular customer problems in a particular locale. And Singaporeans and consumers in Singapore, as we all know, are busy. You mentioned that, Manisha. And they are very, very savvy, both in terms of online shopping. They are comfortable with purchasing online. And that was why we said, hey, we had an offering back then in 2017 that we were able to offer our fastest two-hour delivery. And that was what we launched the country with. And over the last 2 years, we have continued to improve on that offering. And today was where we take the next step and offer Amazon.sg.
We're speaking with Henry Low, Country Manager for Amazon Singapore. Amazon's a huge brand name. It's, there's no way you cannot know what Amazon is. But are you worried about competition from the likes of Lazada, from Alibaba Group, the likes of Shopee? Is there a plan or a strategy to sort of gain more market share, promos or something like that?
Yeah, so there is a competition in every single marketplace that we operate in, and that's not going to change.
Okay.
Where we spend a lot of effort and time on is on solving customer problems. In fact, I tell my team, I wake up every morning not sweating about the competition, but I sweat about whether or not the promises I made to my customers can be met, and what is it that my customers want to buy? Can I get the products and the selection to them at prices that they would love, as well as at delivery speeds, which would allow them to go about their lives and not have to do the chore of shopping. So that's the focus. And in fact, with Amazon.sg launch, we were happy to introduce a very new feature, which was to allow small and medium businesses to be able to list their products with Amazon and get their products advertised and sold to millions more customers.
You know, you launched, and you mentioned this actually, Amazon Prime with the fast delivery service something like 2 years ago. It was 2017.
It was 2017.
Right. So there seemed to be at the time complaints that the range was a little bit limited. From your experience with it, what have you learned and how will it change the dynamic this time?
In this case, what we have learned from there was customers in Singapore would like to do a lot of research about different products. And in fact, the Singapore consumer, he or she is a cosmopolitan consumer. Anytime a product comes up in any other corner of the world, Singapore consumers want to get hold of it. So that's something that we've worked hard over the last 2 years to make sure that we gain access. So we're making not just local selection, but also regional selection and international selection, which is why now if you come to the Amazon.sg store, you will see sellers from around the world who have been selling on other Amazon markets that we have brought them on board. We've also opened up our store so that regional sellers can get their products listed as well. So we should be able to see more and more selection. And when the new selection comes online, we will make that accessible to local consumers.
Now, Henry, maybe I watch a little bit too much sort of Nat Geo or something like that, but I love to understand how things work. Mm-hmm. So, I mean, the front face of Amazon.sg is when you go on the website, but to get those goods into people's homes, talk to us about fulfillment and how it's going to work in Singapore. Are you going to have fulfillment centers? How are they going to work? Are they going to be filled with robots? What's the plan?
Yeah, so as you know, we currently have one fulfillment center that we set up back in 2017 to fulfill our ultra-fast orders. I'm really pleased to share that we have an additional fulfillment center now in Singapore.
How big is it?
That size is growing and continue to grow. That's a fulfillment center that we've designed with our best-in-class warehousing design, shelving design, such that we are able to process our orders for next-day and two-day delivery.
Okay.
Henry, I'm curious, and it's been on my mind for a while. I'd like to talk about your current market share here in Singapore, or if not, maybe your target market share. What are you looking at?
So I think it's really early days for us. Like I said, we only launched earlier this week. So we really hope to earn the trust of customers over time. And it's continued to be a learning journey for us.
Sure.
And what we hope is as we present selection, be able to encourage more sellers with us, that we will grow with the Singapore market.
But given the competition landscape, is there a percentage realistically you would look at, say, within the next 3 to 5 years?
I think what we've learned is there is little customer loyalty to any particular brand or store.
Oh, right. That's a challenge.
And every time that somebody or anyone is able to present a better offering, that's when customers will always vote with their wallets and their clicks.
So it's going to be hard to continuously stay at the top, because who's the best wins, if you think about it?
Yeah, somebody who's like really small now could be the next Amazon tomorrow.
He told us earlier that, you know, the Amazon ecosystem outside Singapore, you have a lot of third-party vendors. It got opened up to that a few years back. How do you manage those relationships? Is it basically that you've already done the due diligence because they're already part of the Amazon ecosystem, so you can trust that those are vendors that local consumers can have faith in?
Yeah, so you're absolutely right. It's a combination of a few different factors. One is we would look for sellers that have done really well in our Amazon marketplaces in other more mature locations, and we will invite them because they have a long track record of fulfilling their orders, of provided trusted services as well as products, and customers love them. So many of them actually are Singapore-based customers that have sold in the US and sold in Europe, and then now with Amazon.sg, we have been able to allow these companies to sell back in their home markets. One very good example would be X Mini, the speaker company,
right.
And they have started with us back in 2014 selling in the US. And along the way, as Amazon has grown and expanded in other countries, they have launched. So, for example, when we launched Australia 2 years ago, they launched in Australia as well. And I'm glad to say that they're on our store with us. And in fact, over the last 3 to 4 days, they have been one of the top-selling third-party products.
It's so interesting. It's like the traditional model in reverse, isn't it?
We're speaking with Henry Low, country manager for Amazon Singapore. I'm going to ask a very Singaporean question, a very customer-centric question, because it's all about who's best. And you talk deliveries, right? How good can it potentially get? I mean, from a logistics point of view, can we expect same-day deliveries?
So, in fact, you already get same-day delivery, provided if you're a Prime member.
So the key is to be a Prime member.
Yes,
that's what
be
you're
a
saying.
Prime member. Be a Prime member. There is no better deal you can get, but be a Prime member.
How do you market this, like, to tell people? Because I'll admit, I'm one of those people. Like, I go to different websites, which is best wins for me. So I'm loyal, yet not quite loyal. I know where to find my products. How do you make sure that, hey, I'm only going to go to Amazon, I have to be a Prime member because that's the most beneficial for me?
So I think over time, customers would realize that they can trust Amazon, and coming to our site is where you will find the widest selection as well as the best prices. So with our Prime membership, at this point in time, you're looking at $2.99 a month. And with that, you get unlimited free delivery, 2-hour delivery on the local goods on the Prime Now offer in the same day. You get free next day delivery with no minimum spend. And additional, on top of that, you get free international delivery from the US with a minimum spend of $60, unlimited video streaming through our Prime Video offering, as well as Twitch Prime if you're a gamer.
Oh, no, I'm really glad that you brought this up, because Elliot and I had a protracted conversation yesterday about buying a good TV. It's not, but this question is not about buying a good TV. It's about watching content on Amazon. And the comment was that, you know, if you go online and you want to watch any of the Amazon stuff, half the time I'm clicking on things and I can't watch them because they're not available in Singapore. So is that going to change?
So with Amazon Video, you can access our wide video catalogue from Singapore. So I'll urge you to check it out, download the Amazon Video app, log in with your Prime account, and watch away.
And just to wrap things up, what can we expect in the next year from Amazon Singapore? Anything we should keep our, you know, on the edge of our seat for?
I suppose I've got to tell you to watch this space. We are always looking for ways in which to bring products and services that customers want. But one thing that will help me is if anybody wants anything in particular, any product in particular, any service in particular, make sure you give us the feedback so that we can hear you and we work our best to bring it into you.
I'm just thinking of, in the US, Amazon bought Whole Foods, remember? Who knows? was going to happen.
Yeah, who knows?
Henry Lo, country manager for Amazon Singapore, having a conversation with us. Thanks a lot for your time, Henry. And do us a favor. Could you send this recording to Jeff Bezos? So maybe he might remember Manisha.
Ah, very good. I'll post it on Twitter and see if he responds.
Sounds fantastic.
To listen to more great interviews, download our podcasts at moneyfm893.sg or download the SBH radio app available on Google Play or the App Store.